question? Any ground question? To whom we should do pranam first?
In
the beginning
of this chapter,
to whom we should ask before beginning, to whom we should do pranam. Devi is also the sarv of guru karidanam nimane kushma. It is also so udar nasipu like Sri Devushan, Pusha Krishna. So we see young Prabhupada in Pananti, you know this is so. You should have a first kind of situation to do prayer to the Holy Master, Mother Pain, Guru Deva Swami. Young Prabhupada in Pananti, Pananti, Pakistan. Any sanskar. I took birth and at once I went out. And my father at that time, half-putra was calling. I could not answer, but please answer. Half-putra right. Go there. And he told that who is son, who is father. At last, went away, and again, anyhow, he was called again. told Srimad Bhagavatam by the request of Sukadeva Goswami. So he is Antarjami.
He's like the super soul in the heart.
Everyone. Why? Because he knows the heart of Krishna. And Krishna is the pleaser. So he knows. Why he is saying so? That you have told Srimad Bhagavatam. Parikshit Maharaj in the Sabha. Sabha means in the
assembly.
Parikshit Maharaj. And it is not a very... क्या हो गया हैं कौन जमुना कौन जमुना खुले बुला बुला दो हम चुपचाप बैठ जाए वहाँ पर आप मत ले उसको बुला दो बैठ जाए कौन लगा था चुपचाप उधर में बैठ वहाँ आप नहीं समझेंगे उन लोगों का कोई आएगा तो गड़बड़ दो अभी रख दो तो चुपचाप राधा जी को और कृष्ण को दे दे जा राधा कृष्ण के पड़ा
सो
ही थिंकिंग दैट दिस टॉपिक इज सो मच हाई सो ग्रेट So deep, so resourceful, that anywhere in any epic up till now has not been described. So, his name is Sukadeva Goswami, using that what you have told to Parikshit. I want to hear again and I want to have idea realize more. I want to not only to know very much difference between knowing and realizing. And it can be realized only by the realized soul. Only a jnani person cannot make any person realize. So you are realized soul about this avastha. It has not been explained anywhere else other than Srimad Bhagavatam. I have agreed to know and to realize all this. So you can only do because you are only authorized for doing so, qualified to do so. Another person is not authorized or qualified to do. So by praying this, this would begin our this 33 slope. Ittham Sukh Ubhaja. Ittham Bhagavato Gupta. sutva vasa supesala. Yaho dirahayavam, dirahajam, tapam, tadam upakita susa. Here, Raslila, from beginning up to last end, is the Lila of Mahabhava, not less than Mahabhava. Because Anurag cannot reach here. Anurag means here Yashoda, Nanda Baba, and the Sakha. They cannot also reach here. So it begins from Mahabhava and goes up to last thing. Have you any conception of Mahabhava? Anything? A little? You can... Not conception, any idea, any gyan, knowledge.
I know the only ones who have Mahabhava are the gopis and the Chaitanya, Srimati Radha.
When in this world only sadhana bhakti can be done, and after that to some extent bhav sadhana bhajan, sadhana bhakti and bhav, but the most matured state of bhav is not somehow possible in this physical body, this material body. Even bhav cannot, full bhav cannot be in this. Only some extent. What is called sadhan bhakti? All sadhans are not called sadhan bhakti. It has a special definition. When sadhan is done to Udayakarana, awaken bhav, then it is called sadhana. If you have any sadhana to preach only, it is not sadhana. No? Because it is not for gaining bhav. It can make a platform, but this should not be called to erect a temple, to do sankirtan or chant to hear, it will not be called sadhana. If it is not for awakening bhav. If you are doing kirtan here, so that so many gatherings should come here, and they should praise my all these things. I am doing Janmashtami with a very vast scale. There are so many things to see. What is called?
Exhibition.
Exhibition. And so Prasad distribution, left, persons and devotees are coming and seeing, going and seeing this, we are now satisfied. And our, we are fulfilled. Safalta?
Successful.
We are successful. Is it we called our kirtan and shraman and then anusthan for bhava bhakti? Understand? If here there are low classes of adhikari, not good qualified, I should not tell this fact. So I don't want that unqualified persons should be here. They will not take in mind this thing. So, Shravan, Kirtan, Smaran is also not called sadhana bhakti. If it is not doing for, we are doing for achieving or having bhav. Actually, when we think deep, this thing that what Rupa Goswami has told in Bhakti Rasami is saying, that so deep functions. What is that term? You know?
Bahu-arambha.
Bahu-arambha. That is the word. Should not be done. Praise is coming, wealth is coming, so all persons are coming, everything is coming. And bhav goes deep anywhere else. So, our sadhana should be like Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, and like Bindamanga. Actually, one need to attain Rati. If you are chanting, doing Harinam, remembering Krishna, it will not be unfruitful. It will certainly be a samkhya. And we see, and we realize it, so much life comes, so much life, so much reputation, so much disciples, so much everything is coming. So it is not bhav, it is sadhana. It will not prove bhav. When you especially care for obtaining that kind of bhav in one way, one mukhi,
Fixed in one point.
Only for bhav, not for other things. Then we can obtain bhav or may not. If Krishna and his what associations are so much,
please.
Doing so hard, sadhana bhajan, yet it is so durlabha. Bhakti is so durlabha, bhava bhakti is so durlabha. Sadhana bhakti is not so durlabha, but bhava bhakti is so durlabha. So it should be one point of view. How, seeing how and going in this state in knowledge, then how. If there are so many things, easily this bhakti, shravana, kirtan, smaran can give. Easily it can give Vaikuntha bhakti and everything. But bhav cannot give. Bhav bhakti. Then, by chance, by fortune, good fortune, by the associations of Krishna and by Krishna, if bhav is attained, then bhav bhakti will, at that time it will call, then when it denote, it refers to prema bhakti. Otherwise, it is not bhava bhakti. If you refer to prema bhakti means braja bhakti. You are not referring. And your bhava has come and your rati has come. But it can go to Vaikuntha. It can go to lower than four muktis, you know.
Sarupya saloka.
It can go. If you have not one point to go to prema bhakti and braja bhakti, you can direct your bhav back to Mathura also, to Dwarka also, to Ajodhya also, anywhere else. So all bhava-bhakti should be one-pointed. And sadhine bhavive jaha, siddhite paive jaha. What you will think at the time of sadhana, you will have that thing in sadhya. No? So we should have make our bhav so that, because this is abhas of prema bhakti bhav, rati, the rays of
sun,
prem rupi sun. So in five rasa, and especially in Sringar or Madhur rasa, there are so many branches, lakhs and lakhs branches. Where do you go? What branch you will have to have? So from bhav, you will have to decide it. These are things, points, by which we can have realization. I'm not telling of jnana. By reading books here and there, and we can do jnana, but not realization. At the time of bhav, you'll have to know by any Vaishnava how to make our bhakti mixed with bhav, vibhav, sattvic, devichari also. So what we will think in bhav, we can achieve in the same thing. Only the stage unripe and ripe. So everything should be cleared here. When it is cleared, then comes prem. Prem is immortal. But what we see in this world, are everything is mortal. This upakhyan of Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna and Gopi between them, and loving affairs to each other, when we will think anything of pain, we will think of only mortal pain. Krishna took the hand of Gopi. What you will think? Not about mortal. Only that idea will come, that how a young person takes the hands of a young lady and what moods are coming, we can see. Not more. But if actually Bhava Vishuddha Sat has come in our heart, a little part, then these things will not come. So everything is above prem here. Desire of prem.
Essence.
No? Essence of prem is sneha. Essence of sneha is man or pranay. After that, sneha, man, pranay, rag, then anurag, then bhav and mahabhav. The swarup of Srimati Radhika is of mahabhav, and the swarup of all gopis are mahabhav. Nothing material, no space there from where these mortal things can reach there. Understand? Yes. So it is beyond all this. Here, rag means, at first we should take prem. What is prem? In definition we see that when Shuddha Sattva, Vishuddha Sattva, comes in fully, Sandra, Sandratma. Sandratma means deep.
Condensed
thick frame. This is the sarup of frame. At that time, mamata towards Krishna becomes so much. And the bhav, mood of mamata, mixing something, makes so much dilute heart.
Melting.
Kya ki uta? Premier definition ta? Samyak masanito swanta. Mamata atishyankita bhavasandratma eva
buddha-itena-nigarsha
prema-nigarsha. If there is a prema but not heart melting, these are coming. But like Kadamba,
hairs are standing on it.
Everything is coming out, ashtasattvic vikar, but heart is not melted. Then you should think that it is rasadusta. Actually, no bhav, no prem. Rasabhad or rasadusta. Heart should be melted by what thing? Mamata. Mamata is secondly thing. It is Tatastha Lakshan. Understand? Tatastha Lakshan. And Swarup Lakshan is Sandratma. Sandratma means Prem has come up to the stage of Sneha. Loving to Krishna. This love, affection is your Sandratma. And Mamata comes automatically. Then when it develops, this body cannot tolerate. Then goes to Man, Sneha, Man, Pranay, Raj. When our Chitta Vritti, our Chitta Vritti means kya?
Consciousness.
It's quite colored in red. Anurag. That is called rag. When a cotton, fresh cotton, is given in very deep red color, and it's everything, every part, its atoms are also
colored red.
Color. Then it is called rag. And when one scholar, and again, minute by minute, it is new color of coming, then it is called, and to the extreme of this anurag, it is called bhav. When anurag goes away in such a state that it is called swayam sambeddha dasa and comes up to javad ashraya vritti, then this anurag is called mahabhava. All the gopis are of same mahabhava. What is swasambeddha dasa? If anyone knows himself only, no other knows, it is called swasambeddha. If any fact only you know, other don't know, swa means yourself. Vedya mane to know. Here we are not telling to us, but we are telling about anurag. When anurag extend himself up to the last point of anurag, and anuragi only can know anurag. Only anurag knows that. That is called swasambeddha. Some more clarification is needed. This Jiva Goswami is telling that this anurag is only in gopi heart. Because gopis' heart and their body, everything has been made by these things. Like a clay pot is made of clay. So everything is clay. So gopis, all gopis, bodies, mind, soul, eyes, heart, everything is made of anurag. And anurag is fully in gopis. So gopis can know this. what gopis know that is called no other, no prince of Dwarka or Mathura or anyone or Ajodhya, prince of, because Anurag is not there. So fair Anurag is, by that Anurag we can know Krishna. How beautiful he is, how he is sweet, how his bansi is singing, what his bansi tells, how he attracts whole world and to her, how his pastimes are sweet, so sweet. There are four kinds of special things in Krishna. Rung Madhuri, Guna Madhuri, Lila Madhuri, and Gopi only test them in extent, no bound,
no limit.
No limit. If Dwarka Vasini, they will hear the sweet voice of Bansi, but they will not be so much attracted as Gopi are. It is so sweet, but if Kans hears the sweet voice of Bansi, he will be attracted or not? Why? Because he has no anurag. What to anurag? He has not even Shraddha. So a person who has no Shraddha, no bhav, no rati, no prem, no sneha. If a man has some sneha, it can hear something. So they will admire the prince of Dwarka, but they will not play in rag. They will feel shame. How to play? Oh, all are seeing. How to be naked? How to lead all others? Our children have grown so up. They are bound to their Gurujan. But gopis have so much anurag that by hearing or seeing any of four, they become mad. And at that time they have no anything to think. Whether it is justice or injustice, nyay or anyay, or what is bad or wrong, they have nothing. Anurag is so. So to whom this anurag is found, only they can know this, how Krishna is so perfect. So it is called anurag. Now this Suna Chakravarti Thakur tells in different, in philosophical terms, so that we under all these things, qualifications, we can have some idea. He comes so lowered down and tells, define this thing. He is telling that without anurag anyone cannot realize Krishna beauty, Krishna madhurya. If anyone has anurag, they can realize it. And the matter is this, that if it depends on the degree of anurag to realize the madhuris of Krishna. If the degree is low, his relation will be low, is the degree of anurag is
high,
then their realization will be high. If it is purna, relation is purna. If it is purnatar, relation will be purnatar. And if realize is
purnatam,
their realization also should be purna. It depends on anurag. To know this, we should think also there are some points. Anything penetrating? I will ask about this. And if you will not answer, I will tell go out of room. Any of ladies also. Tomorrow I will ask. We should know it. Vishwanath Chakravarti is happening. एक घंटा होले हमारे क्रीज़ जो फोन 45 मिनट चली गई है, फिर 45 देखा लग गई। Only I will tell 35 because I am not. I want to finish this. विश्वनाथ चौकती ठाकुर is telling only to know and to realize Krishna. Is so merciful, is so madhur, his words are so sweet, he is so beautiful, and his bansi is so sweet, his guna qualities are so sweet. Without anurag we cannot know, we cannot realize. This anurag manifest in three ways. तीन प्रकार से प्रकाशित होता है. First as a current, कर्ता कर्म करण. कर्ता माने subject, कर्म माने object, and करण माने by means. I karta, mango karma, I am eating mango, eating is kriya, verb, and I am eating mango by the help of knife, cutting, this is karan, karan means karta, karma, karan. This is what?
Means.
Cause. No? Three things actually are needed to
realization
of that Krishna Madhuri. If there is anurag, by anurag we can test Krishna's all madhuri. If there is no anurag, then we cannot test. Here is karan, cause. Understand? If anurag, there is not anurag, we cannot realize anything of this. So, anurag here is cause of realization. And it depends on sambit. No? At first sambit comes in the shape of jnana, knowledge. And that knowledge with rasik vaishnava turns into rasa, and then it is called bhav, mood. And it descends from prem to mahabhav, madan bhuta. He is my son. This is only knowledge. No? But by seeing the son, there is son. Mother is here. And milk comes out from her breast. Why it came?
Because of affection.
Now that knowledge that he is my son has turned into rasa, mamata, sneha. So living so much distance, 100 and 1,000 miles it may be. But here, yeah. Milk comes. Or tears are coming only to remember by this thing, not by touching and seeing. Anyhow, when it touches in heart, so Gyan lives here, knowledge. And prem, sneha, man, pranay, raga.